With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden is getting his first test of the 2024 campaign today as the Democratic primary takes place in South Carolina. Of particular concern to the White House is how strong will be the black voter turnout in that state today. The U.S. military launched an air assault on Iranian-backed facilities in retaliation for the drone strike that killed three U.S. troops. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the military struck more than 85 targets at seven facilities.
Three of the facilities are in Iraq. Four of them are in Syria. Numerous aircraft, including B-1 bombers dispatched from the United States, were involved in this operation.
In a White House statement, President Biden said the U.S. does not seek conflict but will respond if Americans are harmed. The airstrikes took place a few hours after the bodies of the three U.S. soldiers killed in Jordan returned home. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Congressman Mike Gallagher, who chairs the House Select Committee on China, says the U.S. is under constant attack from China through its illegal exports of fentanyl. His concerns are not eased by China's promise to crack down on those responsible.
We've seen this movie before. The Chinese Communist Party makes promises about cracking down on fentanyl production, and they never deliver. And what happens is more Americans die.
Americans for Prosperity attorney Kurt Couchman says the proposed Comprehensive Congressional Budget Act would reduce waste by giving the Budget Committee the power to reject proposed spending plans that exceed top levels established for various agencies.
And if the committee that wants to spend too much never fixes it, then the Budget Committee can just stick in the current law line items into the comprehensive budget and say, well, you had your chance, but here's the baseline. So we're going to move forward without you.
Attorney Kurt Couchman was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. This is SRN News. Would you say you're becoming more spiritual?
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans, and it turns out that 41% of them say they have become more spiritual over the course of their life versus 22% who've stayed about the same and 13% who have become less spiritual. Amongst the groups that are most likely to say they're getting more spiritual over time are evangelical Protestants, black Protestants, and people over the age of 50. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are being blamed for the murder of at least 50 Christian villagers over a two-day span in Nigeria's North Central Plateau state. The attacks prompted a 24-hour curfew and calls for authorities there to take action against the two major terrorist organizations operating in that part of the country. Amnesty International's Nigeria office says the problem is much larger than the government is willing to admit. And the elected president has promised to tackle the deadly terrorism problem. This is SRN News. A dog has been rescued after being trapped for more than a week inside a shipping container at a busy Texas port.
A routine day of inspecting over 10,000 shipping containers at the Port of Houston turned into something extraordinary when U.S. Coast Guard officer Ryan McMahon and his team heard barking coming from inside one of the containers. The container was lowered to the ground and opened to reveal that a sweet and friendly dog had been trapped inside for at least 8 days with no food or water.
Hi, puppy!
The canine has since been nicknamed Connie the Container Dog. Connie is now with Forever Changed Animal Rescue, which is working to get her healthy and ready for adoption. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An asteroid as big as a skyscraper has passed within 1.7 million miles of Earth. It happened yesterday, according to NASA's Center for Near-Earth Object Studies. More on these stories at srnnews.com.